When that storm system swept through the Tuscaloosa area yesterday, a fireman named Reginald Epps was in his home in nearby Colling. And today he's in a hospital and his home is no more. He's on the line with us now from his bed at DCH Health System Hospital. Mr. Epps, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I really am.
What happened yesterday?
Alarms went off at 5 o'clock and my wife got up and she does a routine. She does a normal reading and praying in the morning and I walk into the kitchen, and right when I did that, the wind started howling really good. And I said, well, where's the flashlights at? So she said in the toy room. So I go to the toy room, I get the flashlights, and I come back out. And my wife asked me, and she says, do we need to get the kids up? And I said,
The kids were still in bed at that point.
The kids were still in bed. And I said, And right when I said, the wind picked up, and the window blew in the kitchen. So we run to the boy's room. She gets the baby boy. I get the middle child. I have three sons. And I said, RJ, which is my oldest son, get up, son. And right when I said get up and I put my hands on him, the walls went and he went. He left. The tornado took him right then. I held on to what I had, which was James Peter. And my wife held on to my other son, which I could hear her praying to my left. And I was praying over my boy, and I was telling him I could see his little face. And I could see him. And he was looking up. And I said, it's okay. It's okay. And I was getting hit, you know. I was just shielding him. And my wife yells, she said, do you have RJ? I said, no. I said, I don't. And then I heard it get louder praying. And then I kept going, and I look up, and my oldest son come walking back through the rubble. And
He walked back?
He walked back through the rubble.
How old is RJ?
RJ's 8. My boys are 8, 6, and 4.
So when you describe this, the wall came down, and you said your boy just was pulled out in the opening created by the wall. What happened?
It was like somebody just had a slingshot on him. A rope or a rubber band and had traction on that rubber band and pulling them away. It was just that quick. And you could see nothing. You just feel, I think I got hit by the washing machine because that's what I could see beside me because I got fractured ribs and a deflated lungs from it.
A washing machine is not a small appliance.
I guess not. And my oldest son, when he came back, I looked at him. He had a couple of knots and bruises on his, had three knots on his head and one on his neck, but, you know, he got discharged. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we was in the ER, the nurses come back in the room, and they said, you have a wonderful kid. I said, well, what happened? I said, I know he's great. She said, well, he was telling us what happened. And he said he went up, and he said he just floated back down to the ground. He said, I saw the lights, those flashlights that I had early in my hands. He said he saw the beams of those lights, and he walked back to them. That's why he found us, you know, but I don't know how far he went out. When I got on the ambulance and came in to the hospital, my wife, she went back out and surveyed the place, and there's nothing on our concrete. There's nothing.
Just a concrete slab.
Just a concrete slab. You know, and I'll tell you this. I felt really bad for a lot of people who lost lives. I have my sons. You know, I lost all my material stuff. All that's gone. But, dude, I feel great. You know, with my kids and my wife are still here. And I do know that my wife nor I would have lost any of our faith behind the incident if we lost any of our children.
Mr. Epps, where will you and your family go now?
Well, I guess we'll rebuild. I don't know. My little boy asked me on the way in the ambulance. He says, Daddy, he says, do we have to move? And I said, yeah, man. I said, we might have to move. He said, well, can you buy me a basement? I said, baby, if I got to dig your basement, I'll put you a basement in this next house.
Reginald Epps is a fireman in Colling. That's a town near Tuscaloosa. He was talking to us about his experience and the tornadoes that ripped through his area. All the best to you and your family. Mr. Epps, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.